From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 38 people and wounding many others. The explosions happened in Tahrir Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that is crowded with laborers looking for work. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings like this have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Last month, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over ISIS, but insurgent attacks have continued in some parts of Iraq. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire Monday in the disputed Kashmir region, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation. Clashes along the 745-kilometer-long line of control that divides Kashmir have become an almost common occurrence during the past couple of years. A paramilitary convoy has come under a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, leaving at least 5 people dead and 6 others wounded. The ambush happened Monday in Turbat, a remote, volatile district in Balochistan. At least 6 migrants have been found dead off Spain's Canary Islands. 5 bodies were discovered in an inflatable boat off a beach at Costa Teguise, a popular tourist resort. At least 1 other migrant picked up by the Spanish Civil Guard police died later. 18 migrants, possibly from the same boat, made it to shore, however, and were later found by police. This is VOA News. South Africa's 2 top political parties began the year by pledging to restore credibility after corruption allegations were made against key leaders. VOA's correspondent Anita Powell in Johannesburg says as next year's elections draw closer, South Africa's political parties are trying to drive home the message that corruption is their main target.
The ruling African National Congress and embattled President Jacob Zuma have long been accused of corruption. Critics of the government say this has left the state unable to carry out basic duties. But Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who succeeded Zuma as the ANC's top leader last month, says that will change. The ANC has dominated national politics for a quarter century, but has lost ground in recent years to the opposition Democratic Alliance, which captured 3 major cities in 2016's municipal polls. Meanwhile, the DA is having its own reckoning, charging Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille with corruption under the party's own disciplinary process. Political analyst Ralph Matega says these events may indicate that the two parties, which often try to cast themselves as each other's antithesis, may not be so different after all. He says he believes both leaders' words are sincere, but notes that they both face challenges in bringing their own parties into line. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
North Korea will send a 140-member orchestra to perform during the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. The decision was seen as the South's government as a conciliatory gesture following months of nuclear tensions. South Korean officials say the decision was made during a meeting between delegations from the North and the South. They met for the second time in a week Monday in the border village of Panmunjom. They're trying to work out details of the North's participation in the Olympics. The UN Security Council has made a lightning visit to Afghanistan. Diplomats met with the National Unity Government and had a first-hand look at the situation in the country. The 15-member council visited Kabul from January 13th until the 15th. It was the first time council diplomats have traveled to the country since 2010. And Benjamin Netanyahu has begun the first visit by an Israeli prime minister to India in 15 years. On Monday, officials announced the two countries will begin work on a free trade pact that Israel has been advocating. India and Israel have built close ties over the years, largely centered on arms purchases. But under Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose nationalist party has long admired Israel for its tough approach to terrorism, ties have flowered across the economy. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.